I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for being with us today. I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready to seriously limit my Facebook diet. The campaigns seem to ratchet up everyone's sharing of memes and news and fake news. No one seemed immune from it. And quite often the posts were from the choir for the choir. If you are still using social media, though, you've probably seen some items in your feed. Real news stories, it seems, about acts of hate and harassment, or ethnic intimidation, as the Ann Arbor police referred to the harassment of a Muslim student at the University of Michigan last week. But are all the reports true, and how much of this trend is new? The civil rights group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, is collecting some hard data, and Mark Potok is one of their senior fellows. So, Mark, how bad is it? What kind of change have we seen?
Well, anecdotally, it's been kind of incredible. We put up a forum on our website asking people to report these kinds of incidents to us, and we also began collecting simply reports that were appearing in local media around the country, and we are already at 400 incidents. I have to say, you know, we have not verified all of these independently at all. And it's true that there are apparently some fake stories out there. There's apparently one of the women who said she had her hijab ripped off, was not telling the truth. But still, I think it's indisputable that we're seeing a big rash of hate crimes and hate incidents, kind of lesser crimes that are directly related to the election, of Donald Trump.
So I mentioned Sadiq Muhammad, the student at the University of Michigan. That story was real. I got several sources on it. But what other examples are there since last Tuesday that you have validated?
Oh, I mean, there are so many, it's hard to say other than to characterize them. We've heard lots and lots of reports of Muslim kids being bullied. We have heard reports of black people being attacked, of being screamed at, told to quote-unquote, go back to Africa, that kind of thing, similar things said to other foreigners. You know, we don't know exactly how this compares to prior periods, but I can say that on an anecdotal level, we haven't seen anything like this since the morning after Barack Obama was first elected as our first black president. Back then, we saw a similar rash of angry incidents and hate crimes across the country.
President-elect Donald Trump has kind of expressed shock by these incidents. He's called on people to knock it off, that he wants to bind the wounds of division. What do you make of that?
A day late and a dollar short. The man has spent the better part of a year and a half doing precisely the opposite. You know, it's all very nice that Donald Trump has become a no-hate guy opposed to violence, but it seems awfully late in the game.
Women have also been targeted, if one is to believe even a fraction of some of the reports. Are women a new demographic for the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Not that new. We began about 4 years ago to really write about organized misogyny. That's when we ran across a kind of underworld on the internet, which is known as the manosphere. These are actually organized groups that do things like recommend the quote-unquote corrective rape of women for being sort of uppity. I mean, they're really, it's an incredible world. So it is true, I think, that misogyny is very much growing. It's very rife in the white supremacist movement. And of course, Donald Trump, personally, as a candidate, has been accused of pretty loathsome misogyny on his own part.
So it's hard to say how this trend will continue in the first months of a Trump presidency. But, I mean, how are you at the Southern Poverty Law Center preparing for the new administration?
It's kind of all hands on deck here. We're getting an enormous number of phone calls and other contacts. There are really huge numbers of people who want to do something. So, you know, we're just dealing with all of that. We're trying to keep track of the large number of hate crimes that have occurred in the last few days. You know, I would say, though, overall, I would expect this rash of hate crimes to diminish in the next couple of weeks. We certainly don't know that for sure. But a comparison, it seems to me, is with what happened in the United Kingdom immediately after the Brexit vote to leave the European Union.
But what if that trend doesn't cease here in the United States? You at the Southern Poverty Law Center will have a lot of work on your hands.
That's right. I mean, if this trend doesn't stop, we are really in deep trouble.
That was Mark Potok, senior fellow with the Southern Poverty Law Center.